Russia has built 10 secret drone bases positioned within striking range of NATO territory. That's the confirmed count as of this reporting, and the word secret is doing important work here. These are facilities that were identified through intelligence and satellite analysis, not Russian public announcements. The strategic logic maps directly onto what we were just discussing with Iran. You build strike capacity incrementally, you don't announce it. And by the time the target alliance has fully cataloged your capability, you're already operational.
The drone warfare lessons from Ukraine have clearly been absorbed and applied on both sides. But Russia's institutional capacity to scale production and basing infrastructure is substantially larger than Ukraine's. What these bases represent isn't just a tactical threat to NATO's eastern flank. They are a persistent ISR and strike platform that can be activated across a wide geographic range with relatively short notice. The drones that come out of facilities like these can carry warheads, conduct reconnaissance, or jam communications.
NATO's response calculus is genuinely complicated. Article 5, collective defense, doesn't engage until an attack actually happens on member territory, and drone warfare exists in a gray zone where attribution takes time and proportionate response is politically contested. The alliance's eastern members, Poland, the Baltic states, Romania, have been pressing for more robust forward presence for exactly this reason. And 10 confirmed drone bases within range is a data point that will accelerate those conversations at the next NATO Council meeting.
The Taiwan story connects to this in an important way. Because what we're watching globally is democracies recalibrating their defense spending after years of assuming that economic interdependence made war between major powers unlikely. Taiwan's $31.4 billion defense budget for 2027, which would represent more than 3% of GDP, is the starkest expression of that recalibration in the Indo-Pacific.
President Lai Ching-te's framing of it as an investment in peace is smart politics, both domestically and internationally. Domestically, it justifies significant fiscal commitment during a period when Taiwan's public is acutely aware of the threat across the strait. Internationally, it signals to Washington and Tokyo that Taiwan is serious about self-defense, which matters enormously for the credibility of any mutual defense commitment.
The 31.4 billion figure also needs to be understood against what China is spending. Beijing's official defense budget is somewhere around $230 billion annually, though independent analysts consistently estimate the actual figure is substantially higher when you account for procurement that flows through state enterprises rather than the official military budget line. Taiwan cannot match China dollar for dollar. The strategy has to be making invasion costly enough to deter it, not making it impossible.
Xi Jinping's remarks at the Jiang Zemin centenary ceremony add an interesting layer here. Jiang died in November 2022, and his centenary is being marked with official ceremonies in Beijing. Xi used the occasion to warn of raging storms and called for vigilance in reinforcing Communist Party authority. That's a phrase that can mean different things: internal dissent, economic headwinds, foreign pressure, but the choice to deploy that language at a moment of such elevated cross-strait tension is not accidental.
Jiang Zemin presided over a period of relative pragmatism in Chinese foreign policy. The hide your strength, bide your time doctrine associated with Deng Xiaoping was still operative. Xi invoking Jiang while warning about storms is a way of claiming that legacy while signaling that the patient approach is over. It's a message to the party as much as to the outside world.
Taiwan's defense budget, Russia's drone bases, Iran's proxy network, there's a coherent thread here about the post-2022 world, where the assumption that territorial revisionism was essentially off the table in the 21st century has collapsed. Every democracy with a plausible security threat is now doing the arithmetic differently.